Who's Beckistan? Where's Beckistan? Why's Beckistan? How's Beckistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Hello, welcome to season 4, episode 3 of Who's Beckistan, coming at you live from downtown Tashkent in the heart of Central Asia, the largest city in Central Asia. So, what am I excited about? What am I puzzled by? And how long do I plan to stay? So, I'm going to break these down a little differently today. Number one, I don't know what the plural of paradox is. Paradoxes, spelled I-E-S. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're looking at more than one paradox. Okay, so what am I excited about? So last night I had dinner with two couples that I'm friends with. One's an older British couple and one's an Indian couple, several years older than me. The Indian couple, I met at the beginning of year 2. And then the British couple has been here about a year, and I've been friends with them the whole time. Okay, so it's sort of a combination of the British couple. The female has I'm trying not to give it away, a non-traditional English teaching job here. She teaches English for a business, not for a school. And her husband is, you know, kind of a character that, I don't know, she calls him a door opener, but kind of, I guess we'll call him a business consultant. And then the Indian couple, the wife doesn't work here, but she's kind of got some side hustles that she does some liaising with tour companies for Indians coming to Uzbekistan for tourism. So she's kind of got a little side project going. And then her husband has been involved with several different ventures here. Not entirely sure what, but I guess we'll call him sort of a business guy, but then has also done some teaching at universities here. And then me, who, you know, has taught at universities here. So, you know, got a cross-section of, you know, business ventures, education ventures, you know, really a broad spectrum of experiences from, you know, people who've been here a while. And the British couple, even though they've only been here a year, they lived in a similar country in another setting that has a lot of relevance. Okay. So, you put all that together, there really is this big pot of knowledge about the current state of development in Uzbekistan from an outsider's point of view. And so, the excitement of that is, you know, we think Uzbekistan is this grand opportunity where they're just, you know, they've only been open to the West for a few years, and it's just really this just new little baby of a country that is experiencing, you know, exponential growth in, you know, I don't know if it's all sectors, but certainly a lot of sectors. And we're very excited to like be a part of that, and we're championing them, and we want them to be the little engine that could, and we're, you know, trying to help their people here. Okay, so, you know, that is the excitement of it. Okay, but when we flip to the paradox of that, but how to, you know, have that encouragement and, you know, enhance the knowledge base here without being, for lack of a better word, white saviorism. And, oh, here comes the West marching in to, you know, save them with their, you know, Western ideas of business and education. And, you know, we don't want that, though. So, you know, how to avoid how to be helpful but avoid the appearance of, well, or not even the appearance of, how to avoid the reality of, but, you know, but here come the Westerners to save the day. I'm aware India is not in the West, but you know what I mean by that. So, you know, so that's just sort of an interesting paradox and an interesting dynamic to observe. And then sort of the same thing plays out with, what am I puzzled by? Well, you know, we're sitting here, you know, from developed countries, you know, but we are living here in an undeveloped country and our inevitable frustrations that go with that. So one point in our discussion was about how there is big growth in the Indian tourism here. Well, if you're going to have Indian tourism in your country, you've got to have vegetarian food available, where tour operators know how to access that, where, yes, different, you know, vendors that the tour company is dealing with, there's got to be access to vegetarian food if you're going after the Indian market. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean Indian food, but it does mean vegetarian food that Indians will eat. Or, I mean, or similarly, you know, the Western tourists with, you know, dietary things, whether that's vegetarian and vegan, or as we all know, so many Americans have the gluten-free issue. So, you know, whatever the, or, you know, the soy or peanut stuff. You know, if you're growing your tourism sector, access to appropriate food is a big part of it. And so, you know, in discussions with some of our local contacts, you know, we're discussing the national dish is called plov, which is basically like a rice pilaf dish. It's cooked in a big vat. I don't even know what kind of meat. I don't know. Is it lamb? I don't even know. I don't know anything about meat. Because I don't eat it. And then it's rice and garbanzo beans and carrots and onions and some seasoning. So you easily see, if you could just make that without the meat, you would have a vegan, gluten-free, nut-free, soy-free dish. Except for, you know, one of these aforementioned people was in discussion with a local person about it. And the local person staunchly said, well, then that's not plov. Well, you know, you're going to have to make some modifications to stuff, you know, if you want foreigners to come spend their tourist money here. And that really is, well, that's not plov if it doesn't have meat in it. I mean, that really is the statement that is just the quintessential example. You know, when What's-His-Name says about six-word stories, let's see how many words that has. The most famous example was like baby shoes, never worn, for sale. Well, let's see. Plov without meat is not plov. Plov without meat isn't plov. That's, there you go, there's our six words. You know, just is the quintessential example of what it's like to be a foreigner here, of to meet with a lot of rigidity, unwilling to think out of the box, and view things from a different perspective, that really, that culturally here, it is about following the template. Don't do anything new. It is what it is. This is what we eat. This is what we do. It extends to everything beyond food. And that, you know, explains a lot of the challenges I'm up against, you know, in teaching, and that it's just a very, very paint-by-number society. Now, the paradox of that is, my friends and I, we're not saying that in a negative way. You know, we're saying that in a way that we are championing them, and that we want them to grow their tourism and education sectors. and to be able to bring, you know, money into the country. So it's not that we are, you know, it's not that we're poo-pooing their culture or their line of thinking. On the contrary, we're wanting to help them have ways to be able to share that with the rest of the world. And yes, there's the economic advantage of that, but just the overall advantage of, you know, of having your country be a desirable destination. That it has a fascinating history here, of which the average Westerner knows nothing about. So, you know, that just is this grand opportunity, both economically and just for a rich experience to learn about an interesting place. So you know, the paradox of, with both of these, the celebration and the concern, that wanting to support and help them, but also, you know, kind of having to deal with them as they are, which finds a lot of frustrations for us at times. So, that, you know, if we were just hateful about it, you know, we would just be like, whatever, you know, they don't have tourism infrastructure, you know, whatever, you know, it's just not worth bothering with. Gosh, you know, this is just, you know, this is just a lost cause. What's the point in this? That's what we would be saying if we felt hateful about it. You know, that we're cheering them on. So, I mean, look at it, the paradox of how to be helpful but not impose your beliefs, you know, how to, you know, modify things to be successful, but with not selling out. And so I just thought those were some interesting paradox to, you know, to examine from, you know, a group of people who, you know, have a lot of firsthand experience with all of these issues here. So, how long do I plan to stay? Well, I'm nearing the end of first quarter and, you know, could use a few more English speaking events in my social life at the moment. But that, you know, like I said, I had a big dinner last night, and there's two things on the agenda for next weekend. So it's not the desert, but a couple things could be added. But, you know, but other than that, you know, generally, you know, going in a good direction, and, you know, grateful to have these enriching conversations with people, and grateful for many things here, and grateful for the people in my hometown who have provided a lot of support and encouragement recently. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, I'm glad you're listening. And stay tuned just next time to see what's happening in Uzbekistan.